I started when I was 8, and I just had a couple of little shots with a 410, and then they decided, my dad and my brother, that they think I should have a go at clay shooting, and then I tried with a bigger gun and tried a bit more targets, and from then it's improved till today.
And you clearly obviously enjoy it, because that you need to do that, don't you? Otherwise it's a difficult thing to be sort of forced into something.
Oh yeah, it's a very competitive sport, and I really enjoy the side of competitive where you're not against each other as such, you're on your own and you've got to do your best. Whereas in other team sports, you're all in a team helping each other, whereas this, you're just on your own competitively.
When you're shooting for England, or you are shooting competitively, what's in your mind? What's your mental attitude? You've got to be better than your last shot, or better than your opponent's shot.
Well, you can't really think about what you've just shot or your opponent. You've got to be thinking about the one target that's coming. So if you miss the one before, you've just got to forget about it and move on to the next one, which is the hardest thing. Because when I miss one occasionally, I think, oh, I shouldn't have missed that. And then generally miss the next one because of it.
So how do you do that then? How do you just get used to it? Is that part of the training to just literally forget what's just gone wrong?
It's a bit of experience, and you've basically got to like listen to music and just think of silly things which would distract your brain from thinking about the scores and
Oh, so it's a proper
distraction.
distraction technique.
Yeah.
But hopefully you don't have to use it very often because you're very good.
Yeah.
I suppose that's one way to do it. So, how much of an influence has your dad and your brother not only had, but do they have now?
A lot. Like, my dad helps me even today. So even though I've shot for a couple of years for Great Britain, he still helps me a lot. He still even helps Ed, even though he's been to the two Olympics.
If we asked your dad, who would he say was the better of the two of you?
Currently Ed, because he's just phenomenal. But from when he was my age, probably I'm slightly above the same point.
And
He's ended up well.
do you feel pressure then?
A bit, but as he's family, I still like honour for what he's done. And if I could achieve what he's done in his career, I'll be well happy.
I don't know how it works, but are you ever likely to have to compete against him?
Yeah, I still compete against him now, but like when I become 21, I will be competing against him as a senior. So,
That'll be an interesting one.
yeah. So, and it's the top three of Great Britain are in the team, so it'd be nice for both of us to make the team.
Gosh, that would be great. Remind everybody what you've done. We spoke about when you were 8, but
Yeah.
you've done quite a lot since you were 8. So
Yeah.
remind everybody how your career's gone so far.
I've won British and English titles as under 16 and under 21s. This year I went to the European Championship in Slovenia and we won silver in the under 21 team. I've won the first World Ball Track Championship as an under 21, which my brother won the whole title as well. And I've also won bronze medals in World and European as well in previous years.
That's incredible. The trophy cabinet at your house must be just buckling under the
Yeah.
weight.
Yeah.
So, what ambition is left? I'm presuming we're thinking 2020 then.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, Olympics is definitely one of my sights. Commonwealth Games and just everything. Any team that I can get into would be a benefit.
And how do you find time to practice in a month? Because I'm presuming the schoolwork's getting a bit of a heavy load
Yeah.
these days as well.
Over the winter, like from now on until April, there's not so much practice because the weather's not quite so good and there's no big competitions, so practice isn't so like regular. Whereas when it becomes summer, when there's more competitions, I'll be practicing 2 to 3 days a week, if not more.